Start your day with OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Watch or listen live from 7:30 and subscribe to the OTB AM podcast.
Stewie Byrne is here. Stewie, how are you?
Good, Ger. How are you?
Are you feeling confident that Ireland are going to get a victory? Can you make a case for that?
Can I make a case for it? I can, because of our sort of recent ability to be able to get up for one-off big games. You know, to think of the Germany game or some of the bigger games in the Euros. Like, you know, certain games, manager doesn't need to say much in the build-up. You know, just needs to kind of get the tactics right. And once, you know, we go in there with some energy, the crowd's going to be huge tonight. And you would expect that Ireland, this is probably going to be Ireland's most energetic performance of the campaign. Now, that's not going to get you so far. That's only going to get you so, you know, it's only going to get you to a certain point. You think back to the previous game against Denmark, which completely fell asunder. But it fell asunder, Jared, I don't know if you remember, from there was something not right with us that night. The whole attitude of the team was completely off. You know, there was a lot of negativity, you know, within the players on that night. There was players kind of giving out
early on.
You could sense that there was, the energy wasn't right at all. I don't know if something went wrong in the camp.
Even though the atmosphere was great, a full house, the build-up was perfect, and we went 1-0 up.
Yeah, but see, that all hides what's effectively underlining within the squad. There was something not right. I don't know what it was. There was obviously some negativity in the players towards maybe some sort of tactics or the way maybe Martin and Roy had gone about in the build-up towards the game. But I think it's different this time around. Like, I don't expect there to be, got to be shocked if there was that sort of negativity in the camp going into tonight's game. That's certainly not the feeling you get. But I do think he's going to have to try something different to what he would normally do. I mean, we can't just expect to, you know, go out there and say, you know, get in their face, sort of hustle and bustle. There needs to be a plan B. There needs to be something to kind of come off the bench or some sort of a plan to say we need to try something different in the last 10, 15 minutes if it's nil or whatever the case may be, you know.
Have you seen any evidence that might actually be the case, that he does have this plan B?
Yeah, well, my plan B would be the likes of a Jack Bourne, the likes of someone that could pick the pocket of a defence. Like, I mean, I, and he may well have done this, but for the likes of a player like that, and we used to have it in Wes, you know, I'd be talking to that player a couple of days in the build-up, and I'd be just saying to him, look, this is what I'm thinking. I need you. If things are going well, if it's 1-1, if it's 2-2, if it's 0-0, if it's tight, you know, I need you to be focused on getting on that pitch 10, 15 minutes ago and just try things. Just try little slide rule passes. Try pick the pocket of it. You know, just something. Get in his head, like, you know, and talk to him about that and sort of, you know, that's the way I would manage a scenario like that. You know, have a little chat with him. You know, who else can do that for us? I think he's the only player that can do it for us. Now, after the other night, when you look at the likes of Sean Maguire's goal, Callum Robinson, all of a sudden you've got players that have got a little bit of, zip in their step. They've got a little bit of confidence. They're going to probably be on the bench. Robinson may start. You know, I don't know yet. I mean, that right hand side is obviously still up for grabs, but we don't do it easy, Ger.
No,
you know, we don't.
We could have done it easy, right? Not easy, but we could have beaten Georgia and we'd be through now.
We could have beaten Georgia, yeah, but I think there's a lot on the line tonight. I think the whole focus on Irish football is on the line tonight. Really, like, I'm just reading an article in the Independent there. I quite agree with what's been said. Like, you know, if we don't go through tonight, I think we are definitely coming to a stage where people are, you know, enough is enough. We really have to change how we approach football in this country, like, you know. But we're not there yet. I think it's important to be fair to the players that are preparing for the game tonight, that they're there to do a job and that we get behind them and support them as much as we possibly can.
But it's interesting that you mentioned that your theory for why it all went so wrong 2 years ago was that there was actually a little bit of distaste within the players group for how the management team were actually putting them out there to play. I mean, that's surely an unhealthy thing to have in any camp, and doesn't reflect well on the management, doesn't reflect well on how the team are being set up.
Yeah, I take that point. I think, you know, players want, ultimately want to go out and play. You know, they do. They'll die for their country. They'll do anything for their country, you know, and they'll put that green jersey on, and once they go across that white line, they'll do anything that's asked of them. But they'll do it to a certain point. Like, you know, there comes a certain stage where enough is enough, you know, where, you know, if these players are at their own club level and they're being asked to play football, they're, you know, they're being technically drilled all the time, and if they're not getting to do that at international level, it players get frustrated with it, and they, you know, enough is enough. And I think that's what happened the last time around. I don't sense that's going to be the case this time around. I think there's a bit more togetherness about the camp. I think Mick McCarthy, you know, has come in, and there's a lot of respect for Mick for what he's achieved as a player and as the previous manager. And the players have ultimately said, look, let's give this a go. And it's gotten us so far. They're not fools. They know that they know, players deep down know that certain results have gone our way. You know, do we really deserve to be where we are? We might have rolled our luck a little bit. Like, you know, how many goals have we scored in this campaign? Is it six? Probably one of the lowest
six
in the campaign.
Four against.
Really poor, like, you know.
But they know that against Gibraltar.
They're no fools. They know that they've got a great opportunity to get out of jail tonight. They're in a great position, but deep down, there are bigger questions to be answered, really.
Yeah, and part of me wonders if a result tonight is going to paper over those bigger questions, then for the long-term benefit of Irish football, everything does need to be torn down. Somebody's making the point, it might have been Brady again in that piece earlier on, Liam Brady was making the point that if they qualify, is that an opportunity for some of the people who are in situ to go, well, you know, things are going great, look, we just qualified for European Championships, there are going to be games in Dublin. I mean, I'm not going now. I'm going to make sure I'm around the FAI and the FAI board for that.
I would hope that's not the case. I don't see that being the case. I think this has been a big year for Irish football. You know, we've had big change at the top level. You know, there's a wanting for change now. I think I think a big blocker is out of the way now with regards change. So I would see this as being probably the best opportunity for Irish football to really change in as far as I can ever remember, to be quite honest with you.
And victory will help us with that. Qualification will help us with that. It'll certainly bring the sponsors back. It'll bring the fans back. It'll, you know, two full matches in the Aviva.
It'll help with the feel good, yeah. But I think the whole issue over Irish football and the structure is completely beyond all of that. I think it needs to be, either way it needs to be done, whether we qualify or not.
And of course, this is all part of the master plan that the FAI were like, well, we need to affect change, and you know us boys, we're not going to be able to do that if we qualify for a tournament. So let's make that change happen now and install Stephen Kenny and only give Mick McCarthy a temporary tenure.
Yeah, I think the Irish supporters will not have a big part to play in all of this. Like, you know, they have to kind of stand up and be heard and to really sort of push home their wanting to change this. I know that there's been various sort of opportunities to do that, and they've tried to do that, the yellow ball protests and things like that. Like, you know, it's very difficult to change an organisation like the FAI because of how it's been structured. But you would think now, at you know, given the year that's in it, and hopefully what's to come in terms of the reports that we're going to see, this will really be it'll really be a time for transition. You know, but you have to kind of separate the two, because the reality is, there's a game tonight that if we win, we qualify. Are we capable of winning the game? Of course we're capable of winning the game. I think Denmark are a very good side. I don't think they're as good as Switzerland, to be quite honest with you. I think they're certainly there. They're there to be got at. They've got a, you know, people talk about Eriksen and Schmeichel. It was, you know, a huge advantage to them, like, you know. But on any one night, I think we're capable of pulling out a big performance.
It is a pity that we've come down to on one night, on any given day, in a one-off performance, when you think that, like, if we had a self-perpetuating football culture that knew exactly what it was, then we'd be leaning back on that. We'd be like, oh, well, we're going to do this, this and this, because that's what we always do and that's what our tradition is. Mm. Like, we don't appear to currently have a team that is designed out of a tradition or an overarching structure or a plan. And you go back to playing three at the back and picking the wrong players in the wrong positions and then abandoning it after half an hour. Like,
yeah, but that's what you're going to get with this manager. You know, that's the reality of it.
That's not really good enough.
That's not good enough. No, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. But I don't know whether this morning is the time to really kind of dig deep into that. Like, you know, I would prefer to kind of let them you know, get behind the team and let them go at it. But in reality, Ger, no. I mean, that we brought this Mick McCarthy in to do because he was a certain type of manager, because he had a certain relationship probably with a certain person, and
He was perceived to be a safe pair of hands, and he was not
it seemed to suit the FAI at the time for whatever reason. But you know, decision wasn't made here to change, you know, Irish football, to change the way we play football. A decision was made here to kind of a quick fix, you know, a safe pair of hands. Where has that gotten us? It's gotten us to an opportunity to qualify for a major tournament. But I still think deep down there is this this disappointment lingering with supporters saying this just isn't good enough anymore. Can we please do something?
Let's stand for something.
Solid about it. Exactly. Yeah. Let's get behind it. I won't say let's get behind the team again. Let's start to believe in something again.
Yeah, you know? Anything. Whatever, not anything, because actually the wrong thing would be a disaster.
I firmly believe if the team played, you know, the way if there was a kind of togetherness in the way the team played and the way that, you know, everyone sort of believed we should play, I don't think it would matter if we didn't qualify for big tournaments. I think, you know, people would still be, there'd be a sense of togetherness and sort of satisfaction with how we play.
However, I think we're more likely to qualify for tournaments if that happens, because, you know, that's a byproduct.
Yeah.
16 minutes past 8 this morning. Stewie's going to stay with us ahead of tonight's crucial qualifier against Denmark. There was an interesting exchange yesterday in the press conference. Mick McCarthy engaged in tetchy enough conversation with a visiting Danish journalist. That man was Leif Rasmussen, and he's joining us now. Have a look at the video from yesterday.
Morning. It's often said that the Danish players are better technical than the Irish. What do you think about that? Do you agree?
Often said by whom?
By the Danes.
Well, I don't know. Well, that might tell you something, eh? Yeah. Self-praise is no praise, I'm afraid.
So you'll not bring your thoughts about that?
I'm not bothered. If I sat here and said I was better than everybody else, you wouldn't believe me, would you? So, I don't. It doesn't concern me that. People's opinions don't concern me. Because it's on the day. Yeah, you can be better for all the time round. I've seen a lot of cup finals. I know, I was a big Leeds fan as a kid. I remember watching that one against Sunderland, and it was an absolute shoo-in. Sunderland couldn't win. Guess what? It did. And then all the games subsequently that I've seen or been involved in, when teams shouldn't win, they've got better players, they've got a better squad, they've got a better manager, everything's in their favour, and they get slapped. Well, that's what I'm hoping will happen tomorrow.
Right, hoping you get slapped tomorrow. Mick McCarthy being very welcoming to life. How are you doing?
Thank you.
How is the perception of this Irish team in Denmark?
The Danes are thinking that the Irish will be beat nine times out of 10 normally. But we have drawn a lot of times now, so the Danes are actually a little bit disappointed after seeing those games, I might say.
So you're due to beat us. It's your turn to beat us again. Is that the odds?
But this time we don't have to. there's a lot of talking in Denmark about Åge Hareide is a little bit boring because he's a Norwegian coach. And Danes don't like to be managed by Norwegians because they're playing a more simple type of football. Because some of the Danes think that we are the Brazilians of Scandinavia still. But I'm not sure that they are right, because Hareide has found this formula where we have not lost in, I think it's 33 games in ordinary time. They lost to Croatia after
penalties,
and they lost a game which was not a game against Slovakia, where the Danish players were in a conflict with the federation, and they played with amateur players and futsal players in Slovakia. So it's not counting.
For you guys, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't realise it, but Hareide has been replaced. This is his last campaign.
Yeah.
Primarily because he plays long ball football, is that it?
If you ask me, that's the problem. We Denmark tend to have this. We don't forget the Laudrups. Michael and Brian Laudrup, they were outstanding. But we think that we can take the whole country and the whole youth to play like this without direct balls and so on. And that's a decision the Federation have given. And a lot of people are surprised because he has not lost in 3 years.
Sounds like us. The battle of the long ball.
But a high rider, he says, what's wrong with a long ball if we can use it to something?
If you do it the right way.
You do it the right way and make a mix. We are still very good at, with the ball. But sometimes you need a direct ball to Andreas Cornelius, who is very, very strong in the air and at the feet.
That's interesting you say that. Is there an element is there an undertone of frustration maybe with the Danish players as to how they're being asked to play, or is it something that's just with the supporters? Is it the supporters have had enough of this type of football and they want to change?
Yeah, the Danes often they want to change for the change's sake sometimes because they were bought of Morten Olsen as well. He played this Ajax style, 58 passes without anything. And they got bored of this as well. But we often try to go back to this style now, and I think it's not that good. So, but the games against Ireland many times went without a score. Mm. The Danes don't like that. And so there's a strange, I think the half of the Danish people think it's boring. And the other half thinks now we are getting to something with O'Hara. Many were surprised that he was, he's not sacked, but he's not.
No contract renewed.
Taking Kasper Hjulmand, who is a type that wants to play at the grass all the time.
Did the players want to play that way? Do we know?
Many of them are Lasse Schöne and Eriksen is out of the Ajax school. They can play everything. But the fact is, Eriksen didn't score when Morten Olsen was the coach, and suddenly when Åke Hareide was the coach, he scored every time. So he found spaces after the long ball, the second ball, Eriksen had the space to either do something self or play it on the winger, and that's a big success.
It seems like a huge risk. I think any federation of Denmark size, granted it's an amazing set of players, world-class talent in Christian Eriksen, but to be a kick of a ball, to be a penalty shootout away from a World Cup quarter-final, going down to a team who made the World Cup final, that seems like an incredible achievement for a team of Denmark standing in the 21st century, like it's given the standard they've come from all century long. I just can't get my head around this decision because, as you say, not only have the results been good, they're also getting the best out of their best player. That's good management.
Yeah, it is. But we have become, 1 year ago, we got a new football director, Peter Müller, who has played centre forward on the national team. And he wanted a new style. It's, in Denmark, it's very important that we play in the same way under 21, under 19, under 17, on the national team level. We cannot have, so they say, an A team that plays in a totally different way as we want to in the youth games. And it's every time, in many years, this has been a problem. Mm. I think in the IS don't have that problem. They play the same way. Or
do you know, it's just listening to you, we're quite similar. We are quite similar because there's this thing now that the 21s, obviously managed by Stephen Kenny, who's due to become there, and they play a certain style of football that is everybody, I think, feel wants us to play.
So it's not long ball. We don't want to play long ball. We're kind of, at this point, we're tired of being told we've got no talent and no skill.
Exactly.
And so when you guys come and say, you guys...
That's why Mick McCarthy went a little bit.
So Mick sometimes would be happy enough to let that be the thought, though, that this team isn't very talented and I'm getting the very best out of them. The last manager was like, well, we don't have the players. The previous manager before that was like, oh, these players are no good. Yeah. We need a coach who's going to come in and say these players are actually better than they look.
That's management. That's management. Yeah. That's exactly it. Like, I mean, throughout my football career, I was always told I was better than what I was. That was brutal, Jeremy. I managed to get a career out of it.
But the fact is that the Danes, the guy that the Danes fear at most is Shane Duffy tonight, and he's not a player with his flair or nothing, but he has this presence that the Danes don't like.
It's interesting though when you read comments by Peter Schmeichel saying they're so bad. It does kind of stoke a little bit of fire in the belly.
But he says everything. He also says that he don't know why they are switching the manager. He thinks that Overhard has been a huge success, and it gives a little bit of problems because Kasper Schmeichel is standing in the goal, and he's not supposed to say those things, so he let the father say those things. So it's kind of tricky.
What's Peter Schmeichel like?
What he's like?
Yeah, what do the Danes think of Peter Schmeichel?
He's one of our big heroes, but he's also reckoned for saying what he's thinking. And he was a pain in the ass for journalists when he was at his top, because he didn't like to ask Ella to answer all questions. Sometimes he was told to say something about Edwin van der Sar, and he got mad and said, oh, why should I say something about van der Sar? I'm Peter Schmeichel. So but they love him. He's one of the best players we ever had.
Would you say he has a high opinion of himself as one of the great Danish, great goalkeepers in general of all time?
No, because he was.
It's correct opinion.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He never made the. He gave us the European Championship in '92, and he will. His son made the same thing against Switzerland some weeks ago. We were played out in Copenhagen, but he had four world class saves, and it could be the issue tonight as well because he's on his top level now.
Yeah, he's playing very well. You expect a win for Denmark tonight?
Yeah, actually, I think it's a problem for the IS that they have to score a goal. So I think they will win 2-0. They will get the first goal, and then the IS will become frustrated because they need two more, and they will concede a goal in the last minutes as well.
Fairly straightforward.
I think so. It's only a guess.
Yeah, now that you put it like that, I was saying earlier on that the away goals rule spooked Martin O'Neill 2 years ago. It's almost as if like the away goals rule is in play here tonight, that it's like concede one, and it's very, very tough for Ireland to get back from that position.
But it's not the same team that it was 2 years ago, I think. It's not the Danish team in that form, I think. You know, Eriksen is not on the same level. Maybe Simon Kjær in the defence has not played for Atalanta. It's a bit scary about that. Then they have brought in Andreas Cornelius with his physical presence that give us a chance to outmark Shane Duffy at the set pieces.
Okay.
And score goals as well.
Sherry, what's your actual expectation about tonight? Brady's saying today that he thinks that we're gonna need the playoff to go through if we're going through. What do you think?
I'm kind of quietly confident that I think it'll come down to just a mistake, a little bit of luck. I think it's going to be really tight. I do. I don't particularly think Denmark have been very good in this campaign. I don't think they're the team that they were 2 years ago. I agree with what you say there. I can't see. I think this whole psychology over the away goal thing is probably something that might be, or this, you know, this thing about them getting scoring fourth might be in our heads a little bit. But I can see it being tight. Yeah, I really can. And just coming down to a little bit of magic from somebody. Granted, Denmark probably have the players to produce that bit of magic, but I'm hoping that maybe we can bring someone off the bench and grab a lead. I think we might be able to get something out. I think we might be able to win it.
Do you think Troy Parrott or Jack Byrne see game time tonight?
I think Jack Byrne might. I think Jack Bourne might. I think he's the only player we have that can really just do something unusual or different, you know, than the norm. We've got too often we brought on players thinking they might do something and they don't really. But he's the one player we have that can maybe just a little bit of magic. Like I say, just pick the pocket of a defender and just do something that's different.
Because Denmark are already qualified, are they taking this as seriously as they should do?
Yeah, they are. They are. Inside there, they're a little bit afraid. If there's 0-0 and 10 minutes left, they will struggle because they know this one set piece to Shane Duffy will ruin everything.
Yeah. So
they don't know if the ice is coming attacking as hell. They don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
They will wait and wait and wait until the last 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what Mick McCarthy says.
I think we all agree on that.
All right. Life, thanks very much for joining us. Stewie, thank you very much for joining us as well. It is, what time are we at here? 31 minutes past 8 this morning.
Start your day with OTBAM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Watch or listen live from 7:30 and subscribe to the OTBAM podcast.